welcome back to it on this Wednesday, the 31st of July. Man, it was fascinating last night. My next guest also here to give his take on the debates and a lot of other things that are going on right now. Sean Spicer, the former press secretary at the White House for President Donald Trump. Sean, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you here. So are you a convert to Marianne Williamson like half the rest of the world out there today? I mean, are you persuaded by the guru, by the dark psychic, you know, whatever it was? It's just strange.
I am. I want to throw my entire political weight behind her. I will give her whatever donation it takes for her to make it on that September stage when ABC hosts the next debate. It was the idea that that was the most searched candidate last night by some reports that I was reading just shows you. I mean, it's amazing to me how many candidates you have on that stage.
Yes.
And the candidate that seems the primary or the Democrat caucus goers and primary goers are gravitating towards
sure.
is this spiritual guru.
Yeah, I agree with you, by the way. I said earlier on the program, I need to send her some cash today because I want her on the stage come September just for pure entertainment value. We need her there. No question. Okay, but on to serious issues.
Although I was a little disappointed that there was no discussion whatsoever of the Prime Minister of New Zealand. That was a travesty.
big letdown. Wind out of my sails. I get it, Sean. No question. All right, so some serious topics covered last night without explanation. Of course, free health care for everybody, Medicare for all. Bernie Sanders would take away quality plans from 160 to 180 million American families. Tim Ryan of Ohio pointing out, hey, that'll destroy the union vote. Union people aren't going to support that because they have great health care plans as part of their package deals often. Elizabeth Warren refusing to say how it would actually be paid for because we can do the math here. The billionaires and corporations aren't big enough or have enough extra cash to support her schemes. It's a stone-cold loser, as David Axelrod pointed out afterwards, but they don't seem to be getting that message.
Well, you know, the funny thing is you mentioned Tim Ryan. I watched him on the stage last night, and I thought to myself, that is the Democratic Party of 5 and 10 years ago. Here's a guy up there talking about what used to be the base of the party. Here's what union members care about. Here's what they fought for. And yet he was just outright dismissed. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, the irony of this is that here is a guy basically sending up a flare and saying, ladies and gentlemen, the base of our party is getting left behind because you've gotten so progressive, so close to socialism. And yet he literally was just dismissed out of hand. And I think that just shows you, and it's funny because I know you've got a nationwide audience, but you're based there in Michigan, the heart
right.
and soul of the UAW. These people fight, you know, contractor for contract for better benefits, for more health care, these Cadillac plans in return for lower wages in some cases, or some mix of that. And here's a guy that, to some degree, was what the Democratic Party had been built on for decades, sending up the flare and saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem. And no one, they just bulldozed.
And he's exactly right. I mean, he's exactly right. And so is John Delaney saying, you know, I'm the only one that works in healthcare here. I don't think you people actually understand healthcare and how it works. Governor Bullock of Montana making his first appearance, I thought was reasonable in some of his assertions, saying you can't take healthcare away from these people. You can't just take people that are coming into the country illegally and make it decriminalized. I mean, common sense points like that are complete party fouls now in the Democrat Party. In fact, they're lethal. I don't think any of those guys necessarily survive because they are, well, they're too moderate, like you point out.
See, you just put your finger on one crucial point. Last night, we saw for the last time on a debate stage, Tim Ryan, Steve Bullock, John Delaney, all these other folks are going bye-bye, right? The next debate in September that ABC and Univision are hosting requires, I think it's 4% in the polls, or it could be wrong, it could be 2%, I'm sorry if I get that wrong. Oh, no, 2% in 4 polls and 130,000 donors, ostensibly doubling the current thresholds that exist right now to get in a debate. Those folks are gone. And so any modicum of attempts to pull the party back to what it used to be, which is still to the left of the country, but it's sort of the reasonable left, if you will, the left that we've been debating as Republicans and conservatives for decades,
sure.
is going to go bye-bye.
It's gone it's bananas. Going
to go, and now we're going to have an even further tumble to the far left. And it's, I mean, I agree with you. I cannot believe that these moderators let people get away with free this, free that. At some point, you say, stop. How do you pay for it? And the math of saying that you're going to tax, you know, wealthy people, whatever, the numbers don't add up, right? And so for all of these journalists who talk about the truth and facts first and all that, when are they going to stop and say, excuse me, that's not how it works. You cannot just keep offering everything for
sure.
free.
Well, you talk about the journalists.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to filibuster. One other thing that sort of really gets at me is both with healthcare and education in particular, Steve, is this. Education continues to get more and more expensive, and students continue to pile more debt because these institutions have no incentive to control costs.
None.
The tuition keeps climbing, and the federal government creates the problem that happens. And in healthcare, the same thing. There is no incentive to drive down costs. And so Democrats' answer is, let's make everything free. But at what point then that doesn't control costs? That continues. If I say that something's free to you, dinner is free tonight, you have every incentive to go out and order the most expensive thing on the menu and not worry about anything that's going on. If I tell you that, hey, look, we're doing everything which can control costs, and by the way, there's a cost-sharing mechanism here,
yeah.
and there's some drivers, then you actually are part of the solution.
You nailed it. You nailed it with your comparison here, Sean. We got to leave it there, but Sean, you nailed it because when the government took over student loans, the price of going to college skyrocketed because it was one government entity giving money to another government entity with no incentive whatsoever to control the cost. And who got the bill? We did. We got to leave it there.
Bingo.
Sean Spicer, brilliant insight there. Greatly appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Sean Spicer, everybody, former White House press secretary and former RNC chair. Still to come on today's program, Eric Trump for many of us. Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence, Democrat from Michigan, for many of us. Some final thoughts for the America's Voice crowd after this, however.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.